Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob here, getting ready for our third and final finalist interview on the men's side for Mr. Survivor 2015. We're going to be speaking with Jeremy Collins here in just a moment. I just want to take a moment and thank all of our listeners who help support Rob as a podcast by using our links for Amazon.com whenever they go shopping. Rob has a website.com/Amazon in the US, and Rob has a website.com/AmazonCA for everybody on Rob as a Planet who is voting in the Mr. Survivor competition. All right, coming up next, this is our interview with Jeremy. All right, everybody, here we go. Mr. Survivor finalist interview number 3. It's time to talk to our sole representative of the Survivor San Juan del Sur men. Here he is. It's time for everybody to get happy. Here he is. It's Jeremy Collins.
Why are y'all so happy?
There, because you're here.
All right. I guess that's good enough for right now.
Yes. Jeremy is wearing a New England Patriots ski hat. Do your job. Yeah.
You see that game? That was awesome.
Jeremy, are you coming to us from a Patriots Super Bowl celebration?
I mean, we're kind of coming down now, like, but we're gonna coast for a little while on this. This was a good one. This was a fun win.
Yes. So okay.
And all that Deflategate is trash. Like, no one's listening to that garbage. This was beautiful. This was so fun. And Kelly and Dale have to wear Patriot gear. It was awesome. This was lovely.
Wait, you made a bet with Kelly Dale? No.
Kelly Dale have to wear Patriot gear and post it to Twitter now.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was a questionable decision. What was worse, when Dale and Kelly said that they would wear Patriot gear if the Seahawks lost, or when Spencer, your competition for Mr. Survivor, said that he would pay people $10 a head if they retweeted and followed him on Twitter if the Patriots lost, the Patriots won the Super Bowl?
And you know what? I retweeted it. So Spencer owes me $10. And you know what? I know he's trying to go in and say, you know, he's trying to make things right with everybody. I want my $10. There's nothing else you can make right, Spencer. I want my $10.
So Spencer has not reached out to you yet.
No, he hasn't.
All right. And you were holding him to it.
That's right. I want my $10.
Yeah, that was crazy. I don't know what he was thinking on that one. All right.
I don't know either.
Anyway, so I'm very excited to talk to you. I'm really glad to have you on. I was very psyched to see you in the top three, and even doubly happy that you are participating here with us as Mr. Survivor. So tell us, Jeremy, what would a Jeremy Collins Mr. Survivor look like?
I mean, this is me. You get what you get. I'm a come out. I'm going to say everything that pops in my head. You know, you said it. I'm the first black Mr. Survivor.
Yes.
Finally. I want this hashtag. All right. Barack, the rap Barack. All right. That's the hashtag. I'm just putting it out there right now.
Wait, hold on. What?
Rap
what?
Barack.
You are rap Barack?
Rap Barack.
Oh, rap Barack. Okay. Got it.
I'm winning this. Like Barack Obama won this because he was the first. Oh, loser?
No, we're here. We're here. We got you.
Rap Barack.
Rap Barack. Okay, there you go.
Just do it now. Like, we're not even talking anymore about it. We're doing it now.
All right. Yes, we can. Jeremy Collins.
Yes, we can.
This is history in the making, people. Wow. Wow. This would be incredible. And so they'll write about this in history books, I think.
They have to.
Hey, what month is it?
Black History Month.
Yeah, that's right. We're making making Black History. All
Let's
right.
make history, people. Let's make Black History.
Rap Barack. All right. So tell me that we have a Survivor season coming up with white collar, blue collar, no collar. Now you would fit right in on Blue Collar Tribe, right?
Yeah, and I looked at some of the tapes and everything, and I don't see no collar at all. Like, I don't think they have anything. I think blue collar, someone from blue collar is going to win this.
Okay.
I'm telling you right now, like, I would fit right in on there. And I think someone in that group is going to pull it off.
What would you rather have been on, Blue Collar Tribe or Hunapu?
Oh, God. I can't turn my back on my crew. Like, that's my team. I mean, it was terrible. You know what I mean? Like, how they played me and everything. But, like, that's still my crew. You know what I mean? That's my season. I got to stick by my season.
You're going to stick by
them.
I would
love to play with these guys. I would have loved to play with Blue Collar.
Yeah. Do you like this idea for a twist, right?
I do. I like it a lot.
Yeah. I think it's going to be very fun. Do you like Three Tribes better than Two Tribes?
I do like Three Tribes. If I was playing on Three Tribes, I would be a little, I don't know, I might play a little bit more nervous because, you know, with Three Tribes, it's less people and everything. But you can go just like that. But I don't know. I think my game, I could do that. I could play with Three Tribes.
Do you have to play faster or slower with a tribe of six people versus a tribe of 9 or 10 people?
Well, you got to come right out the gate and make sure that you're solidified with your six right away. And then after that, you know, you kind of make steps later on, but you got to get those numbers right away because you can't be the first one out. You know what I mean? Like, usually they don't go after the more physical guys, but I mean, you never know what happens. You know, look at, what's his name? Gary. You know what I mean? Like, you never know what could happen.
Yeah. I know, because you played pretty fast in a tribe with 9 people.
I did. I mean, I tried to set everything up the way I needed it, you know? I tried to play slow, like, but I wanted to get my ducks in a row, you know?
Yeah. No, that could go either way on playing fast in the tribe of six. I tried to play slow in a tribe of six, and that doesn't work. So don't do that.
No,
right. Look, that bell rings. You got to be ready to go. Okay. So that's very good. Now, if you were Mr. Survivor, what sort of things could the fans expect from you during your run? Is there anything that you can incentivize the audience, the voting public with?
Let me tell you this, right? So I wanted this final three. This is the perfect final three. I wasn't going to do it if Tony didn't do it. I knew Spencer was going to do it, but I wasn't going to do it if Tony wasn't going to do it. And I look at it like this. Spencer is always going to be in there. He's going to call you up. Rob, you might not even want to talk to him, but Spencer's going to call you up. He's going to be always around. Tony is not going to be around. Tony doesn't want to he doesn't want no parts of this. I'm the middle. I'm right in the middle. I'm going to be there when you need, and when you don't want me, I'm not going to be there. I'm perfect for the job.
Yeah. Now, you said that you it was really important to you that you wanted wanted Tony to be in the mix. You weren't going to do it if Tony wasn't in the mix. Why? Why were you so adamant that Tony be involved?
Well, I mean, first, I only want to do it if the top three are in. I want to play with the best. You know what I mean? Second, the next person was John. I'm like, come on, like. John, in a debate and stuff. No, that's not going to happen.
You know what I mean? You want to bring somebody who wouldn't be good in a debate to the finals?
No, that's in Survivor. Like I didn't want to bring my wife to Survivor because I thought she could beat me. So I was trying to bring my brother, who I knew I could beat. In this, I don't even want to compete with someone that's not going to compete with me. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like I want to go at it. Like this is going to be fun.
Okay, good. And so this is fun, and I'm glad you're here. Now, did you happen to see any of Tony's interview that I did with him yesterday?
Oh, yeah, I saw Tony.
Okay.
Tony wants to run his mouth. Tony's talking a lot of trash.
He did. Well,
he's talking about who's Jeremy. Who's Jeremy? Yeah, listen, Tony, I know Tony's watching. Tony, this is Jeremy right here. I'm in the same boat as you, except I did it in half the time. All right, Tony, so just make sure you remember that. I was out on the island for half the time, and I'm still in the same boat as you.
Yeah, so you only made it to whatever. What day was that?
We're not even talking.
We don't need to talk about
like
it.
25.
A certain
like
point. You got to a certain point. Yeah, Tony. Tony got all the way to the end, and you're both in the final three.
All day about where I went out and how come I shouldn't have gone out and stuff like that. I can go all day, but
we don't need to talk about it. Sorry, I brought it up. But so you and Tony are in the same boat.
Yes, we're in the same boat. But I did it half the time. And then Spencer, you know, Spencer, the same thing. He was in there much longer than me, and I'm still in there with him. But Spencer does all campaigning. I ain't campaigning at all. You know what I mean? I retweeted like two things. I'm not campaigning, Spencer, and I'm still with you. You know, now I'm campaigning. Now what are you going to do?
Yes. And how are you going to campaign?
I'm just, this is what my plan is. I'm trying to put myself out there. I only have like not even 4,000 Twitter followers.
Yes.
Like, I need to get more Twitter followers. These guys got like 15,000 people. You know what I mean? I'm so far behind these guys. I'm trying to get my name out there, and I'm trying to be available to them. You know what I mean? The other thing, and I'm just jumping in, Rob, you know, just slow
go
me
for
down.
It. No.
All right. So Spencer, he's back in Tasha, and that's cool. But do you want Spencer and Tasha, or do you want Jeremy and Nat? Because I'm back in Nat. You know what I mean? And then it was so funny because your boy Tony, he's like, oh, I want Nat. Me and Nat could have a New Jersey thing. Nat's not even backing you, Tony. Get out of here. She got me.
Yeah, I don't think he was. I think he seemed a little whatever. I think he's more of a lone wolf. But this is interesting because Tasha has said her and Spencer are a ticket. You are saying that you and Natalie are officially a thing, that you guys are running together.
We are running together. Stamp it. And not only that, Rob, she lives in New Jersey. I live in Boston, in Foxborough. We go back and forth all the time. She comes over here. I go over there. We're always around each other. But the fans and the public and all the Twitter followers, you get Jeremy and Nat, but you also get Val and Nadia. See, they don't know nothing about that, man.
Wow.
You got all four when you vote for us.
Boy, that's like a whole tribe of people.
Oh, man. If we had that, if we were stuck together in the game, oh, that would have been a really good season.
That would have been very good. That would have been very, very exciting. Yeah, so we have all these alliances now, really, for the first time in Mr. and Miss Survivor. We've never had this before. This is like blood versus water, Mr. and Miss Survivor.
This is uncharted territory.
All right, so much going on for Miss Survivor and Mr. Survivor in 2015. Here's what I want to know, Jeremy, that we have, it's time for our talent competition here for Mr. Survivor. Do you have a talent that you want to demonstrate? Will you be deflating footballs for us today?
I'm watching Spencer. Like, that was like 5 minutes of like bad stand-up, Spencer. Like, that was bad, man. When I saw Tony, I was like, yeah, that's Tony, that's whack, you know? So I'm like, all right. Everyone saw that Reed is really flexible, but I'm really flexible too.
Okay.
So people don't know that. So watch this.
Oh, wow. That's very, very impressive. So for those of you listening to the audio version, Jeremy has seemingly picked up his leg and reached it to his head straight. Pretty amazing.
Outstanding.
Outstanding. Wow. Wow. I bet that comes in handy.
No, it doesn't.
All right. Well, that was very impressive, Jeremy. Very fantastic job. I can't believe you didn't like Spencer's impressions.
Nah, I mean, I like mine. You know what I mean? Like, but come on. It was just too long and. Like, if he shortened it up by, like, 3 minutes, I'd be like, oh, that was pretty good. But okay. It was way too long. You started jumping in on him, and he said, no, I'm not done. I'm like, you're done, dog. You're done, man.
I saw a lot of positive reviews.
Did you?
Yes, I did. I did.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
All right, let's take some questions from the listeners of Rob as a Podcast. All right, so many questions here for Jeremy. Let's start off here. Brendan Fitzpatrick says, Jeremy, Tony said last night of your strategy, surround and drown is not effective for winning Mr. Survivor. Could you please counter that thought?
I think I already touched on it. It's me and Nat. We're already surrounded and drowning. And then I got Val and Nadia. Well, what's furthermore, surround and drown the country. We're going to take over. So, I mean, it's easy. Like, really, we have four people right now for two spots.
You've got the numbers.
We got the numbers. It's over.
Yeah.
We're John and Jacqueline and Missy and Baylor right now.
Have you? And you and Natalie have decided you're going to be top two?
We're going to be top two and let those two are going to bow out gracefully.
Yes. Okay. Bow out gracefully. That's a good plan. It never goes wrong, right?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
What did you think about what Tony said about how being a firefighter is easier than being a police officer because the fire doesn't think?
Ask Tony if he's ever been in a fire, first of all. Like, there's a lot of dumb criminals out there. Fire is so unpredictable. You don't know what fire is going to do. You know, like, Tony is speaking as a police officer. He's speaking. He's not speaking as a firefighter. You know, it's just ridiculous. It's just talk. You okay. know what I mean? I'm not listening to that.
So you have to do both jobs before you can make the comparison.
And not only that, we have a police officer in my alliance. Val is a police officer, Tony. So once again, you're irrelevant. We don't need you, Tone. We got Val surrounding and drowning. We got police and fire.
Okay.
Come on. This is easy. This is easy.
All right. Now, Keith is a firefighter. Yeah, and Wes.
No, Keith. I think Keith retired already. He's no longer a firefighter.
Okay, he retired. All right. So Jessica Frey wants to know, Jeremy, you famously asked, why is everyone so happy? Therefore, let's see you smile so you can say one positive thing about each of your fellow candidates for Mr. Survivor.
No, I'll smile, but I will not say anything positive about my fellow finalists. I won't do it. I'm not helping them out. I'm winning this. What's her name, Jessica?
Yes.
Come on, Jessica. Come on. I'm not going to help them out. Like, you got the winner right here. All right. I'm smiling. Look at me. I'm smiling. I'm happy. You know, my life is good.
Your life is fine. You're like Jeff Probst.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, fine. Well, if you won't say something nice about your competitors, Patrick B. Layer wants to know, are the other Mr. Survivor finalists so dumb?
They are so dumb. Is that all I get from these questions? Like my little, oh, I got one for you.
Yes.
My fellow competitors, my fellow finalists, they're like cartoon characters. How about that?
Yo, which ones are they? Do you know who's who?
I think, you know what? Ren and Stimpy. That's who they are. Ren and Stimpy. Tom and Jerry.
Are you worried, like on Celebrity Apprentice, like you don't want to go into the boardroom with two people that could team up on you? Are you worried that you're alienating Spencer and Tony and they're going to team up on you in the debate?
I mean, first of all, I have numbers with me in my four, so I'm not worried about them teaming up on me. Second, I don't think they work good together. You know what I mean? Tony's not the type to play with his toys. You know what I mean? He's not sharing his toys. So
okay.
I don't think they're going to do that. I'm not worried about that.
Not worried about it. Okay. So here's a question. This is from Ron Chan, who wants to know, what title would mean more to you, Jeremy? The Patriots as Super Bowl champions or you as Mr. Survivor?
Ron Chan? Listen, Ron Chan. Patriots have four already. I need Mr. Survivor. I don't even have a Survivor title. You know what I mean? So this is my Super Bowl right here. So I need to get that ring. So everybody out there, do your job. You know who to vote for. Do your job.
Do your job. Okay. That's good. And there's no chance that your Mr. Survivor title will come under any controversy. Nobody will accuse you of stuffing the ballot box. It will never be tainted. Right?
There's no deflated balls over here. Yes. You know, like, we're good. This is strictly on the up and up. This is legit.
Oh, we have so many good questions for you, but I only can do five. Jeff Probst, last question wants to know, are you a frequent? Yes. Are you a frequent listener of Rob Has a Podcast? What kind of contributions to Rob Has a Podcast specifically can we expect from you if you win Mr. Survivor?
Specifically, it's all about Survivor with me. Like, I'm not a big TV guy, you know what I mean? So specifically, I'll be here anytime you need me to talk anything Survivor. I used to watch Apprentice. I'll get back into that if I need to, you know what I mean? But I'm all about Survivor and SportsCenter. You know what I mean? Like, why don't we stop talking about SportsCenter, Rob? Like, we could do that all day too, you know?
But, yeah, that's fine.
Well, you can expect this from me. Survivor, SportsCenter, and maybe some Apprentice. Ugh.
Who would win in Patriots Jeopardy, you or Boston Rob?
I don't know. Does he know Patriots? Does he know Patriots stuff?
Oh, he knows Patriots stuff.
I don't know. That's a good question. The thing with me, though, like, I was soured by the Patriots for a few years because a buddy of mine played for the Patriots, and they did him dirty when they released him.
Was it Lawyer Malloy?
No. It was, should I say? I don't even know if
say
I
it.
It was Copen, Dan Copen.
Okay.
And, like, he's a buddy of mine, so they did him dirty, and I was so pissed at them. But once he turned around and he was fine with it, I was like, all right, I'm not going to be mad at him. He's not mad at him, you know what I mean? So then I came around. So I don't know. I'll take it. Give me that. I'll take that from Rob.
Okay. All right, good. All right. What about Red Sox? Red Sox too, or just Patriots?
Nah, Patriots. Yeah, just Patriots.
Okay.
I don't mess with the Red Sox, really. I'm not a baseball guy. I told John Rock, I said, black people don't watch baseball.
Some of them do. Some of them do.
That's what he said. That's the exact same thing he said.
Yeah. Pretty sure that's a thing. All right. So, all right. We have here, we know the hashtag. I want to make sure I get it right. Rap Barack. Here he is.
Boom.
It's February.
Ooh, I love it.
We're making history. Here he is. Jeremy, any final thoughts for the voters?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
And drown.
Yes, we can surround and drown. All right. Jeremy, this was a lot of fun. We had a lot of laughs. We got a lot of information. Look forward to seeing you in the debate.
Hey, thanks a lot, Rob.
All right.
Hey, when are we doing it?
All right. I got to schedule it with you. We'll talk offline. Okay. We've got Natalie right. Coming up tomorrow. Final finalist interview. And then we get to the debate round. Yeah.
Jeremy and Natalie, Mr. and Miss Survivor.
All right.
Round.
All right. More interviews coming up with Natalie next on Rob Has a Podcast.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, everybody. There you have it. Jeremy Collins with his finalist interview, not pulling any punches, going on the offensive. That's what we like to see in the Mr. Survivor competition. So we will get together with Jeremy and Tony and Spencer and figure out when we might be able to get these three guys together in the ring for the Mr. Survivor debate, which should be a lively one if tonight's interviews are any sort of precursor to that. So that's going to be very, very fun. Of course, we have one more Miss Survivor interview to bring you. I'm going to have my interview with Natalie coming up on Saturday. If you've missed any of these interviews, you can check them all out at robhasawebsite.com or on our YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube for the video version. Also, this weekend on the Evolution of Strategy, we posted our Survivor All-Stars chapter, which I certainly have a thing or two to say about. You could check that out at evolutionofstrategy.com. That's our 30-season audiobook talking about each season of Survivor and how the game played out. If you want to hear part one of our Survivor All-Stars chapter, you could get that at robhasawebsite.com/All-Stars. Big week coming up. We've got Spicin. We've got Celebrity Apprentice. We're going to do Breaking Bad spinoff, Better Call Saul over on Post Show Recaps. A million things to podcast about, not enough hours in the day. Hope everybody has a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon. Take care. Bye.